Well, joining us in studio, a good friend of Kingfisher FM, it's the CEO of Magnetic Storm, Glenn Van Eck, joining us in studio. Glenn, good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Gareth. Thank you for having me.
Well, many of us know Magnetic Storm because we see your name on stages all over the city whenever there's a big event, but there's a lot more to Magnetic Storm than that, is there?
Yes, very much so. I mean, we started as a disco, a mobile disco, yes, believe it or not, just short of 34 years
ago. Wow.
And now we basically a full spectrum events hire rental company. We've also branched out into IT, so we've got an IT section to support the smaller businesses, and also now into infrastructure. We have the largest, let's get this right, truck-mounted crane in the Eastern Cape.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because you guys have always been extremely innovative over the years, sort of had to adapt to the times.
Very much so. You know, I think especially in this day and age, you either adapt or you become irrelevant. And the difficult thing is always trying to figure out where that adaption is going to happen. So it keeps life interesting. And hey, I don't have too much grey.
Yes. All right. Yes. But we'll see how that goes, Glenn. And of course, being in an electrical field, because at the end of the day, it really is electricians that you have focusing on things besides wonderful sound engineers. I'm sure energy crisis is definitely having an effect in your game.
Very much so. You know, we used to pride ourselves 10 years ago on that we could carry on operating without computers. When the power went down,
don't worry, we'll still be
there. Not a problem. We'll just pull out the diary and all those wonderful things. Unfortunately, in today's day and age, if we don't have our PCs, we don't have a business. So it's very important to us that we keep our servers running and our crucial software that keeps the company running. We don't get second chances.
Yeah, and of course, you've got offices, but you've got various other projects around the city. You're very reliant on electricity, venues as well that you've got.
Yeah, we've got our own small venue on the property, so that one we're still running on generator, but we're working towards moving away from that.
Excellent.
Around the city, obviously, a lot of what we do requires power. Yeah. You know, you switch on a light, you need power. And until they figure out how to send it through the air, we're still going to have to use the old-fashioned method.
That's right, unfortunately. So how big of an effect is this actually on business here in the city? I mean, you're working with other businesses as well. Are you seeing an effect this load shedding is currently having?
Very definitely, especially with people from a productivity point of view. You'll often, even when I'm just going to meetings and the power goes out and you see everyone either move outside or pretty much not be able to do very much.
Yeah, I was in a meeting of it at a coffee shop with a client, and load shedding happened while we were in the while we were talking. Everybody just, talking and grumbling. That really has become our epidemic at the moment.
Definitely, and not to mention that you wouldn't have had any more coffee.
Anyway, I don't want to go there. I'm glad I ordered there. Let's talk about instead rather your exciting project, your first big solar installation. Now, is this at your offices? Where is this?
Yeah, it's at our offices in Newton Park. The first section is for our main front admin office, and basically it covers our servers and the administrative staff who obviously work on PCs pretty much constantly, and also the lighting in that office.
Yeah.
Our premises are sort of split up into, I think we've got about four buildings that are separated from each other. The other three we're still running on generator as need be, but the first one now is completely running off of the solar, and obviously there's still backup coming in from Eskom.
Okay, besides the obvious, was there always a desire to go off-grid or to use renewable energy, and has this always been something that Magnetic Storm has wanted to do?
Yes, you know, also from a point of view of our technology we use, we went over to LED lighting for our rental section very quickly, which is a lot more energy efficient and doesn't put so much strain on the venues that we actually go to. Also, it's just from my point of view, I like to invest in something that has a return. And at the end of the day, it's a growing world. We're going to want more and more power. I don't think we'll ever get to the point where there'll be enough. So either you start planning for yourself or you get left behind.
That's right. Yeah, or you become a victim of society's growth. Eh?
Yeah.
But I'm glad what you said there about the investment, because a lot of people perhaps would say, doesn't it cost a lot? But when you think about interest rates, and this is probably one of the best investments to make.
Yeah, it's if you actually look at your return on investment, it's way better than anything else I could find. If you look at the system we're putting at the moment, it will save us, they estimate, about 12,000 Rand a year just on that system. And the saving on it isn't as great as it could be because we're using battery as well. So obviously...
Storage.
We've gone with a hybrid system for that because we don't just want grid time. We want to have some backup when the power does go down.
Yeah, well, let's just briefly talk about that before we go to the break because we have discussed hybrid technology a little bit here on the show before. But essentially, you've got some panels on your roof. You're connected to Eskom. When Eskom goes bye-bye, you've still got a little battery backup to keep you going.
Yeah, in very simple terms. And then what we've done from our point of view too is we've actually put in a generator point so that if the sun isn't shining and it's been raining for 3 days and it's not charging the batteries, we can still plug in a generator and charge up the battery. Well, we've tried.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't expect anything less from a magnetic storm, of course. So.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a short break. Glenn's going to stay with us. We're going to talk a bit more about their first big renewable energy project and find out what the future looks like for magnetic storm and I think perhaps for more business here in Nelson Mandela Bay. Stay with us. Well, welcome back to our 143rd episode of The Green Hour, a radio show that focuses on the national conversation on energy saving, energy efficiency, and of course it's now's a time more than ever for us to be speaking about it. In fact, 3 years ago when we started this show, we said that this wasn't going to go away, and in fact the greatest solution that we have as a country is, while we're looking at renewable energy, really is about energy saving. So we're going to continue with that message well past our 150th show, which is coming up in a few weeks' time. We hope you join us for that. But today it's Magnetic Storm CEO Glenn van Eck joining us in studio to talk about their first renewable energy project, helping to take some of their facilities off the grid. They've installed a 7-kilowatt hybrid system on their premises. And I'm intrigued to know what the experience has been like, particularly with the staff, because there's a little bit of a change of mindset about how electricity is used and required.
Very much so, and it's been interesting to watch too. Was as the system was installed, we were still waiting for the inverter, so all the panels were put in, the batteries were in, and we had the Eskom supply source. So we had the backup with the power going out, but you weren't getting this sort of sun energy. And the really nice thing is to actually watch. There's an interface, as I'm sure there is with most systems.
It is, yeah.
On the PC, and it shows you there. You've got your little sun, and it shows how much is coming, and how much you're using, and how much is from the batteries and Eskom. And then when it actually goes, and the arrow points towards Eskom, you just sit and smile.
I love it. It's quite addictive, I must admit, seeing these little diagrams of all this power that you're generating for free.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Without a doubt, and it does give me a great smile. I always find in one of our offices, just to walk past the indicator of how much power we're generating, is just to pump you up, you know, just to remind you that you're in control of your own energy destiny. So, of course, this has now kick-started an addiction for you. So what's next for you guys?
Well, we've already in the process of putting in phase two, which is a 25-kilowatt pure grid tower system. So effectively, we're just putting power back into the grid to do offset on our power draw. And we hope that's actually going to be live within the month.
Wonderful.
After that, who knows, maybe we'll roll it out to the other buildings. I'm from a personal point of view, I'm looking at doing one at home.
Lovely.
I think I got it a bit wrong. I'm supposed to do it at home first, and then the company.
Yeah, that's so right. Yeah. Practice what you preach or something like that.
I don't know. Something like that.
Excellent. So this has obviously started a realization that this is more businesses should be doing something like this. We can all be making the investment and seeing the return quite quickly, and yet not be a victim perhaps of this load shedding crisis that we're seeing now and we're going to see for a long time still.
What you're finding too is the calculations that have been done on our first system, the hybrid system, they're talking about 8 to 9 years we'll get the return on that investment, and I mean on average they're saying 20 years. So you've got 10 years worth of pure profit, plus you've got the backup of being able to run and not lose 2 to 4 hours every single day whenever Eskom decides that they haven't bought enough diesel or whatever the excuse is.
Wet coal,
yes, why not?
Yeah.
So it definitely is one of those things that you sort of can see a return on very quickly too. A lot of times when you buy an asset, it takes a while for it to actually kick in. But this is a very visual a very visual return that you're seeing, and also you helping everyone else at the end of the day, but you're reducing your reliance, which means that the overall strain, if we did it and we all started doing it, the strain on the economy would reduce massively.
So was it motivated out of a sense of personal responsibility? I mean, we all know that we want to reduce our bills and make sure we've got power and keep the business open, but there does seem to be with Magnetic Storm, there's a sense of a social responsibility that you guys are carrying with this as well.
Definitely. You know, everything we do, we try and look at all three components. What's good for our community, what's good for the company, and what's good for the staff. And with all of those three coming into it, can only be good for our customers.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've taken the plunge, you've got into renewable energy. The future is looking a bit brighter now in South Africa.
Very much so, and hopefully just the chat today, stumbling over my words, I haven't drunk this morning, I promise.
No, it's not a problem.
Hopefully just a couple of people listening today will actually have a good hard think and look at how they can become part of that whole system. You know, it's impossible not to get a return on your investment. Yeah. Let's be honest. Eskom are not going to decrease the price of electricity in the foreseeable future, and if anything, we're going to see some horrible increases coming through.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. Well, I think I want to congratulate you and your team, because too often many of us are not doing anything about it and waiting for somebody else to control our destiny. You guys have said, look, we're going to control it. We're going to do something about it. So congratulations to you guys, and I think we're going to hear some more inspiring messages coming out. You've just started your journey, and please come back and tell us how the rest of it's going and inspire the rest of us.
Without a doubt. And if I can just put in a quick plug, I'd just like to thank Stratton Solar, who helped me through this process, and they were giving me lots of facts and figures and diagrams and graphs. Brilliant. And all that type of thing. And it's amazing to actually see the amount of data that is available to show you these returns and how you can make life easier for all.
Well, congratulations and well done to Stratton Solar. And thank you for sharing your story with us here on The Green Hour.
Thanks, Garrett.
Here you go.